From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council approved a resolution Friday that condemned Israel's practice of establishing settlements on Palestinian territory. The resolution calls on Israel to immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. In a change from previous policy, the United States abstained from voting rather than exercise its usual veto. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the abstention was because the United States had some reservations about the resolution's text.
Some may cast the U.S. vote as a sign that we have finally given up on a two-state solution. Nothing could be further from the truth. None of us can give up on a two-state solution.
Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danon, said that the resolution was a setback for Israeli-Palestinian relations.
Instead of charting a course forward, you are sending a message to the Palestinians that they should continue on the path of terrorism and incitement.
Chief Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat called the resolution a triumph for international law.
This is a day where the international community have utterly rejected the settlement activities, the policies of dictation, the policies of apartheid being employed by the current Israeli government.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said that despite the United States repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of settlements in Palestinian territory occupied since 1967. He noted there are now 90,000 settlers living east of the barrier that Israel itself created. This is VOA News. An Islamic State video released Friday purportedly shows the suspect in Monday's deadly truck attack on a German Christmas market calling for more attacks in Europe. 24-year-old Anis Amri was shot to death early Friday by police at a Milan, Italy train station during a routine patrol stop. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said investigators are trying to learn if Amri had help from inside Germany.
Auch der Fall Amri wirft eine Reihe von Fragen.
She said the Amri case raises some questions not only related to the deed, but also to the time before that, since he came to Germany in July of 2015. We will now forcefully examine how far measures of the state need to be changed. 12 people were killed and 56 injured when Amri allegedly plowed a truck through a busy Berlin market on Monday. Here in the United States, the Federal Bureau of Investigation is warning local law enforcement agencies across the country that Islamic State militants are calling for attacks on churches and other sites where holiday crowds might gather. The announcement came Friday after the militants posted a list of U.S. churches as possible targets on its social media sites. Malta's prime minister told a news conference Friday that two Libyan men who hijacked a plane and diverted it to Malta had a hand grenade and a pistol on them, and a second pistol was found in the plane. Joseph Muscat said that the hijackers eventually surrendered peacefully without making any conditions after the Maltese government insisted that all passengers be released.
Two hijackers have been detained in custody, and interrogations are ongoing. The rest of the crew and passengers are also being questioned to ascertain events.
Muscat said once authorities had completed their interrogations, passengers would be put on another Libyan aircraft and returned home. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says at least 5,000 people died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea this year. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the 2016 mark is a new record.
Well, the number of people who have lost their lives in the Mediterranean this year has now passed 5,000. That means that on average, 14 people have died every single day this year in the Mediterranean trying to find safety or better life in Europe.
Last year, 3,771 deaths were recorded. And American actress and author Carrie Fisher, best known for her role as Princess Leia in the Star Wars movies, is in stable condition after suffering a medical emergency aboard a flight on Friday. The 60-year-old experienced trouble during a flight from London and was treated by paramedics and taken to a hospital. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.